handshakes are one of the most complicated things in the world. Because you go up on someone, you do the handshake, and maybe their arm does the wet noodle thing, you know? Mm-hmm. I used to work with a guy in Lawrence who, every time someone would come into the building, you know, like you have clients coming in to record a commercial or, you know, there's a lot of people coming in and out of radio stations. So we'd shake their hand, and every time I'd see it, I'd just grimace, like, oh, God. Because the arm would just flop, you know, like, doo-doo, doo-doo. And he's like, what's going on there? You know, it's like, your shoulder's going to get dislocated, man. So you have that to deal with. You have the limp grip to deal with where, like, you're crushing their fingers. And then you have the, you know, like, I think I have a pretty average handshake. You know, you go for firmness. You know, you want a good squeeze there. But the guys who are like, check out how hard I can squeeze. I'm Johnny Carr, you know, and just totally breaking the bones in your hand. You know, so the handshake, man, I don't know, do we need to ditch it or what, but if somebody comes up to you, like what happened to me at this weekend at the wedding reception, you meet somebody brand new, and they're blowing away on their nose, they're sneezing on their hands, and then they put that hand up for a handshake. I just don't know if you can turn that down. And I had no choice.
But you just went in for it.
Dive in and feel the lubricated goodness, you know, quick as you could. Bail out to the bathroom. Nice. What do you think?
Rinse that sucker off in the punch bowl when you're done.
Oh, God. Good morning. You have any ideas on are you allowed to get out of a handshake or not?
Probably can't get out of shaking his hand, but go immediately to the hand sanitizer or to go wash right after that.
Yeah, maybe when you go to a wedding, it'd be wise to just carry a thing of hand sanitizer with you.
So yeah.
You can just do it as you go because you're shaking a lot of hands. You know, actually, it's funny that you brought this up. There was I was reading something, or I heard from someone the other day talking about how handshakes are one of the biggest ways that germs get spread, and they're like, do we need to come up with a different way to greet people or something?
Yeah, I shook a guy's hand once at the opera, actually, and I wound up sick for 5 days.
Wow.
And so now I'm not making the mistake again.
And how do you know for sure that was the guy that gave you it?
Because I sat and listened to him cough and hack for the next 3 hours.
Yeah. Oh, that's nice. So you can have that flashback in your head the entire time of
mm-hmm. phlegm. And then, yeah. You know, a few days later, I started coughing and hacking the same way. So.
Yeah, that's, I wish there was a way that you could call somebody out. Like, if I sneeze on my hand and somebody goes after him, I'm like, hey, no, I just totally drenched my hand and it's not, you don't want anything to do with me right now. Even if I'm not sick, if it's just like, oh, God, I got some kind of tickle in the nose. You don't force yourself on somebody like that.
Yeah, I think it's fair to refuse to shake if you're the one with the germ.
Yeah.
Or to sneeze. But otherwise, you just get out the hand sanitizer.
Just have to do it. All right, well, thanks for calling.
Thanks.
See you. Yeah, I think that's a good one to have in the back of your mind is the phony sickness. I'm just getting over the flu. You're old. Old people shouldn't be getting the flu, you know. But that only works with if you're meeting old people. But in general, people don't want to get sick. So if you say, hey, I'm just getting over something. You know, I threw up all last week. I'm feeling a little something's going on now. I don't know. One more Bud Light, and you know, I'm not sure if it's going to be this sickness related or not. What do you think? Can you get out of a handshake, or what do you do?
Yeah, I think you should probably like tell them you have crab or something and hit yourself, and then you wouldn't want to touch your hand. That'd be the best way of doing that. See, because if you do that, he's gonna look at you funny, and he's gonna probably walk away.
Yeah, that'd probably do the trick. You know, but when you're in the moment, you're not thinking. That's what I need to do. I need to have a pre-banked list of things in my head to get
right,
me out of
yeah.
having to shake
I mean,
someone's hand.
Yeah, it's just you know you kind of have to scare them away somehow. So I mean, you pretty much do the nasty thing you do, and then he pretty much just probably look at you and be like, maybe he'll give you a hug. I don't know.
Yeah, and then you don't have to talk to him or anything.
Exactly.
Got it solved, man.